Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming you to this WNRN in-studio session. I have in our studio singer-songwriter Martha Spencer. She's just released a new album out in La La Land. She's also a Commonwealth artist. That new album's available now on all the major streaming services and at bandcamp.com. Describing Martha as a singer-songwriter is an understatement. She plays multiple instruments and is an accomplished dancer. Welcome to Charlottesville.
Thanks for having me. I'm tickled to be here today.
Have you been in Charlottesville before?
I have. I've played a few things up this way from time to time. Yeah.
So Martha grew up in White Top, Virginia, which is a town that you have to go to. You don't pass through it to go anywhere. Right on the North Carolina border, but it's the heart of Appalachian old-time music. And can you tell us about your influences as you were growing up there and what it meant to you?
Yeah, so I grew up in a mountain music family. My parents, Thornton and Emily Spencer, my daddy was an old-time fiddle player. My mama plays the banjo and sings, and my uncle was a fiddle maker, and a lot of cousins that were storytellers and, you know, musicians. So it was always just a part of life, going out to dances, jam sessions, festivals, you know, wherever my folks were playing. So it was just, it's kind of a fabric of everyday life there, really.
Would you like to share a song with us?
Sure, I'll try you one. This is one called Woman of the Road, and off the new album. It's one I wrote. I guess I've been on the road a bit this past month. I haven't been home too much, but. Mama says she thinks I'm dissatisfied, gonna kill myself riding day and night. And some folks say I ain't right in the head. That was true. What would I do instead? For I never was a settler. Just as long as I can live the way I want to. Anywhere you wanna go, I'll grab my hat and coat and we'll roll. Oh, we'll roll. For I never was a settler. I am a woman of the road. I don't care about living forever. Just as long as I can live the way I want to. I don't care about living forever. Just as long as I can live the way I want to.
We are with Martha Spencer in studio on WNRN, a song from her new album out in La La Land, available now. You can check it out on the major streaming services, or go to Bandcamp, or visit her website, MarthaSpencerMusic.com. She'll be playing at Floyd Fest later on this month, and then has more shows scheduled around the Commonwealth. Check that schedule on her website, once again, MarthaSpencerMusic.com. The new album is terrific.
Thank you.
I noticed you had a tremendous list of musicians on there. Chris Gruggs from the Fabulous Superlatives is on there, Billy Contreras, Lily May. Tell us about making that record and how you got all those people together.
Yeah, well, I spent a lot of time in Nashville through the years, and spent a lot of time with the Rishi family, with Lily May, and Mark Thornton was where a great guitar player and has a studio, Sidekick Studios, where I recorded it, and I was playing over at D's in Madison, and I ran into him, and I'd written some new songs, and I was like, well, I think I'd like to start recording some of these songs, you know, and then I just kind of started talking to him, and I thought, well, maybe that's the right place to do it. And some of those folks I just kind of met, you know, like Jay Weaver, like a lot of them played with Jim Lauderdale, who I know as well, but Lily and a lot of the folks are just some people I really love, and I think are great people and just magnificent musicians, so it was real grateful to have them on the album. And Lyndon, you know, I think Chris Gregg is such a genius, you know, on his steel parts and stuff. He's just a great musician. And then have some other folks, like some of my touring band on there, as well as Archer, who I tour some in Australia, sang a couple of duets, who's a Australian folk singer. So it's just great to have a lot of people that are just brilliant musicians and good people.
Yeah. Jim Lauderdale always seems to be a common thread for a lot of musicians in Nashville.
But yes, he's definitely a great one. I just saw him a couple of weeks ago, and we got to write. I've written a song with him too. So he's just, yeah, one of those people who's always writing, always recording. Just, you know, I guess one of those legends in the songwriting.
That's absolutely true. Would you like to play another song from the new album?
Yeah, I'll try one that I wrote called "Sometimes You Just Need Some Time."
With Martha Spencer in studio on WNRN, Commonwealth artist out of Southwest Virginia. Her new album out in La La Land is available now, and you can check out details on Martha Spencer on her website, marthaspencermusic.com. She'll be playing at Floyd Fest later on this month. Martha, I noticed on the new album that the vast majority of the songs are ones you wrote yourself. How did you get into songwriting?
Well, I guess, like I said, I had a lot of family that either wrote, like my dad liked to write fiddle tunes, and I had some cousins who wrote a lot of poetry, old-timey poetry and different things like that. So I think I just kind of was always kind of encouraged a little bit kind of to add to, because I grew up in, you know, like in that tradition, but it was never a stagnant thing. It was a very living thing. It was always like you should put yourself into it. And I think it's just a way to sometimes work through different things and, you know, a good way of expressing, you know, things that are good, sometimes things that are hard, and, you know, sharing a little bit of what's inside of you. So I guess, yeah, since I was maybe a teenager, started writing, yeah.
I see in your music you carry a lot of the old-time traditions with you, but modernize them quite a bit. How do you feel about the state of old-time music right now?
Well, I guess I feel pretty good about it. I mean, there's a lot of great musicians still playing the music. You know, I think you always are sad to see, you know, when older generations pass and what goes, you know, with the knowledge people, you know, from every generation has, you know, with music. But I think the thing about music that's passed down, especially from people, you know, like the interaction, I think there's so much interaction where I'm from of like older folks to little youngins, you know, is that a little piece of somebody lives on forever in songs, you know, and it might change, it might, you know, go different directions, but, you know, it's still living. And I think there's something really real about music that's from the heart, you know, and stuff that's, you know, you can feel that heartbeat in it, like the dancing or whatever, is something that goes beyond just a stage or even a, you know, a dollar or whatever. It's something, you know, that has a heartbeat to it, I think. Yeah.
I'm hoping you'll play another song for us, but I've got one more question to ask you before we get there. I'm really impressed by how active you are. I went to your website, MarthaSpencerMusic.com, and list the bands and the dance groups that you're in. It's like 12 of them. How do you keep up with all those?
Well, I've tried my best. I enjoy being active with a lot of things, I like to collaborate with a lot of different folks, and still play with my family band, but, you know, the Blue Ridge Girls, I front the Wonderland Country Band, and Larry Sigmund. Yeah, so I just like to play. I'm inspired by other people. I like to be part of, you know, the jam, which helps pass it on, but also I like to, you know, like interview projects. I think it just, yeah, keeps you out of trouble, I guess.
We'd love it if you played another song for us.
Well, here's a little bit of a funny one, all right? One called Cuckoo. Now she puts the crook in crazy. She puts the love in lazy. But he don't care. He done lost his marbles away back there. Dum 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 dum. Cuckoo coo. When she came walking through his door, common sense flew away forevermore. Now he gives her all of his money, and she calls another man honey. Dum 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 dum, coo coo coo. Now they say he was highly educated, the top of his school with the highest IQ. But when it comes to this lady, why, he's dumb as a sack of rocks, blind as a bat, crazy as a loon. Dum 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 dum, coo coo coo. Cause she puts the crud in crazy, she puts the love in lazy. But he don't care, he done lost his marbles away back there. Dum 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 dum, coo coo coo. Now they eat the fruitiest of loops for breakfast, and they watch the looniest of tunes on TV. And he done went on a psychotic vacation and self-prescribed to her medication. Dum 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 dum, coo coo coo. Yes, he's lost his mind. Oh, what a fool. Dum 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 dum, coo coo coo. Yes, they're crazy together. Crazy forever. Dum 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 dum, coo coo coo.
We're with Martha Spencer in studio on WNRN, a song from her new album, Out in La La Land, available now on all the streaming services, also on Bandcamp, and check out her schedule. She's going to be playing at Floyd Fest later on this month. You can see the other shows she has scheduled around the Commonwealth at MarthaSpencerMusic.com. Martha, that sounds like that must have been a fun song to write.
Yeah, it was a, kind of a song. Yeah, just kind of a comedic one, I guess, of sorts.
Any inspiration behind it?
Maybe.
We won't go into that.
Okay.
Really want to thank you for coming into the studio today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it and appreciate y'all having me on the WNRN.
This has been an in-studio session on WNRN with Martha Spencer. You can see her at Floyd Fest later on this month. Check out her website, MarthaSpencerMusic.com. Big thanks to the staff for WNRN for helping make this in-studio session possible. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago. Thanks for listening.